it's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Hello.
Here's the good news.
It is a Tuesday installment of Not necessarily the news. Because if we only reported on the good news, well, what is the good in that?
Let's start right out.
Right out.
Hey, what happened?
Hello, our Hank Facebook Livers. Have fun congregating at the kids' table. That is the comments section on our Hank Facebook page. Well, first of all, tonight's lead story is grown-up adult news going on right now. In fact, there is a Trump-imposed Thanksgiving Day deadline, which I did not know they celebrated in Ukraine or Russia. But that is this Thursday, the deadline for a 28-point peace plan between Ukraine and Russia.
28.
And it looks, Zelensky looks like he's on board with it, so this might get wrapped up. In theory, that's going on now. Now, after we talk to him at 7:47, it will be the pardoning tradition. That is the presidential pardoning of the two turkeys at the White House. So he's going to switch from one thing to another right there. And congratulations to both Gobble and Waddle. They are your lucky turkeys this year.
Aw.
Yeah, they get the presidential pardon, of course. And then they will head to NC State's Prestige Department of Poultry Science, I do declare, after their pardon. And they'll be educational ambassadors. So Gobble's about 52 pounds, loves Bojangle biscuits, and Waddle loves sweet potatoes with extra marshmallows.
Really?
Also up for voting, because these two guys were voted in, it was either sugar and spice, pumpkin and pie, or acorn and squash. So our consolations to the non-victors. I bet they taste wonderfully.
It's like the Hunger Games for turkeys.
May the odds be ever. Oh, by the way, President Trump's latest obsession?
Yeah.
He is pushing, you know, he wants to remake Hollywood, right?
Oh, yeah.
Two movies in particular, Rush Hour and Bloodsport. He said yesterday, we need to relaunch those two franchises.
Mega. I had no idea it was an issue.
There you go. Okay, wedding stuff. There you go.
All right. So, great news. J-Lo still available for weddings, Mr. Buckner.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The biggest one of the year.
She ordained.
May not go to Taylor Swift.
She should be
Swift.
By now. She has experience. How many weddings?
I know, for crying out loud.
Oh, boy.
But an Indian billionaire that hired her for a special performance overseas. The entire event cost almost $7 million, as all good grooms would pony up that much money for their blushing bride. Mm. Jennifer was paid $2 million to sing some songs. She wore a silver bodysuit. Did not leave much to the imagination, as well as some black leather chaps for the occasion.
See, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, do not wear that to KB and L's wedding, please. One guy that absolutely loved it all, that would be Donald Trump Jr., was partying the night away.
There you go.
Getting his boogie on like dear old dad. And he was in attendance with his new lady. Her name is Bettina Anderson. And she is described as a socialite.
You know, to be fair, Don Jr., actually, J-Lo for that matter, they're all invited.
That's right.
To the wedding.
If she could afford the $5.
It's an open invite, which could backfire. But we'll see. We can only hope. No, I don't want J-Lo for the wedding. We haven't fully booked her yet, but I think I might get the Shakira turkey to perform. We'll see.
There's beef.
Holding out hope. So here we go. A new poll on desserts when it comes to Thanksgiving. It's going to dig up something that we've tried to put to bed on this show a year ago. You may remember. And here we are. A new poll asked more than 7,000 Americans about their favorite pies to eat on Thanksgiving. Usual suspects, 30% said pumpkin pie, 20% said apple, 15% said pecan, 9% said sweet potato. But they were boosted, primarily pumpkin and pecan, by the older generations, which is now including Gen X. So I hate you people that did this survey. But younger people are far more likely to pick apple and chocolate pies. In fact, rising to the top, number one Gen Zers and below, chocolate pie.
Number
you see
one.
That? I keep telling you I'm 27 and a half and nobody believes me.
Heather Lee.
And if you want one, put your orders in right now for Heather Lee. Chocolate pies, number one up the charts with a bullet.
Number one.
It's unfortunate your sister will not be at your table this year, so you can then rub that in her face.
Yeah, whatever, boomer. I'm going to say that.
See?
I'll just call her. I'll FaceTime her. She'll
there
appreciate that.
Secure a turkey. I'll get you.
So someone I heard asking, do people still watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? And
yeah.
It's like, of course we watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That is when Santa arrives. That's when Christmas starts. I didn't make the rules, but he's going to have quite an intro this year. New floats, including Pac-Man, Super Mario,
yes.
Buzz Lightyear, K-pop Demon Hunters,
of course,
because you will never get away from them, Shrek, and more. You also want to keep an eye out for the L.D. Bell High School Marching Band.
Yeah.
The only folks from Texas.
Mid-cities.
Invited to go to Manhattan. To march their way through Thanksgiving. Congratulations, guys. That's up in Hearst.
I also know a big draw for the Thanksgiving Day Parade will be the Wicked Flow. And that will be on there. And off of its $150 million weekend. Biggest Broadway adaptation, all that stuff. We're going to see it today, actually, after the show, the kiddo and I.
Oh, are you bringing the fiancé?
It's going to be a sing-along, but I don't know the words, so I'm just going to go, the whole time until staff asked me to leave. No, on the heels of this, so it's Wicked, and then now this is Wicked for Good. They're saying that even though there's not a third part to it, they're maybe going to make one. A third installment.
Well, my daughter was saying there's some holes in
See?
There.
There
she was also saying that it's kind of sad and pretty dark.
So this one would be called Wicked... for money. That's the only reason
we would
at that point. I mean, at least they are... I like this music. At least they're being honest. Anyway, I'll give you a full review tomorrow. No, I won't.
So everyone's getting goofy with the turkeys. You know, one recipe this year featuring bacon and raspberry jam.
Nice.
The guy swears it tastes delicious.
Cool.
There was the hot Cheetos trend. Remember that? When everybody was stuffing their birds with that. Mountain Dew turkeys are now trending.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure is going to lead to Dr. Pepper because this is Texas and that's what we do. Then, the bird is getting a glow up. That would be the glitter bird. Just take edible glitter. Slap it on top, then serve it to your family.
Edible which, glitter.
I don't know that that would go over well. And just so everyone's clear, and I'm not sure if the fiance is listening next door, but this is not the time to turn your family keto because cauliflower will never be a mashed potato.
Yeah, break a tooth over there evidently too.
You gotta be careful.
Yeah, don't make ice cream out of cauliflower. Isn't that what you did?
No, it wasn't cauliflower. It was cottage cheese.
Okay.
And I still get recipes on my feed, and I think that's a good idea.
Cheese.
And I think, no.
Congratulations over the weekend to a man in China. I tried to find his name, but, you know, couldn't. But he did win himself a little contest. 3,000 yuan. $420 ultimately when it's converted. For simply... lying down. 33 hours and 35 minutes straight. It was a contest with thousands over there in Batao City. And what the winner ended up doing was you couldn't leave. It was like a radio station contest. You couldn't move. You couldn't. It just lying down. And he wore diapers to avoid going to the
gross. It's like a Taylor Swift show.
$420. 33 hours and 35 minutes. Hit me up Thursday night and start the counter, okay? I can get it done. And then finally, a new study by the University of Lausanne in Switzerland reveals that children who count on their fingers, this is interesting, between the ages of 4 and 6.5 have much better addition skills by the age of 7. And I'm pretty sure it was just kids pranking the researchers.
6, 7.
KB and Heather Lee.
But well done.
KFM.
That's right.
6, 7.
Oh my gosh.
fun with that
at Thanksgiving.